previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM, your music, your world, Michaela, 8:21. Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. By the way, you still listening out for that? That sound, the call of the wild, it is coming up sometime between now and 9 o'clock this morning.
Listen, enterprising individuals and organizations across SA are rethinking the recyclability of packaging, educating and uplifting communities, and creating revenue streams among waste reclaimers and SMMEs to boost the circular economy and the environment. Now, among the eco warriors making a tangible impact on sustainability and the circular economy are 13 individuals and organizations who've been lauded for the environmental efforts at this year's annual Petco Awards, one of whom is from right here in Nelson Mandela Bay, Usian Tsumpa, founder of the Giving Them Wings Foundation. He's been awarded in the category of Environmental Education and Awareness Initiative, and he joins us this morning. Sia, congratulations, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning. Good morning to your listeners as well.
I think well done. Congratulations. Yay.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, take us through what Giving Them Wings is. You know, what do you guys do and so on?
So, basically, Giving Them Wings is 7 years old this year. We started in 2014. We adopt schools in the townships. We develop sustainable living projects. That is your recycling projects and your food gardens. And basically, we adopt a school and we take a school through, as you said, the circular economy, the idea of what a circular economy is in the context of the school. So we'll introduce recycling programs in each individual school. We'll introduce a food garden that will benefit the kids. Kids can plant and take the products home. And we also spend a lot of time on actual educational methods, and we introduce things in the classroom. For example, you have your eco bricks that we do with some of the schools. So it's quite a day-to-day program at the schools. We have about 7 schools now in the Motherwell area, and we have 1 clinic where we are establishing a food garden as well.
So just explain to me, what is this winning this award? What does it mean to you and also to the foundation?
You know what? The kind of work that we do, I've said this so many times before, it's not like the, you know, you can't aim to win an award because you don't know. You don't know. Our work is focused on data. You know, our work is focused on impact. What kind of impact are we doing in the schools? And for us to be awarded, it really does mean that, oh, okay, we're getting people's attention. We're doing some kind of positive work. This particular award with the Petco Award is fantastic because there's a financial reward to it, which is always necessary when you're running an NGO. We don't sell anything. We don't have a product. Our product is service to our communities. So we always require that extra assistance, which is fantastic.
Sia, if we want to get involved, how can we assist?
We always appreciate volunteers. We also always appreciate volunteers. But we also, besides volunteers, for example, like when we're doing a beach cleanup, when we're doing a community cleanup, volunteers are always welcome. But besides that, we also always appreciate ambassadors. I never do any of the talking. I founded the project, and I run the project daily. But I never do any of the talking. If I have a presentation to do, if I have a pitch to do, I let the work speak for itself, and I let the kids speak for the foundation. So we always appreciate ambassadors who will speak for us, you know, wherever we can get assistance. Sometimes we need black bags, for example, when we're doing a cleanup. Sometimes we need drugs, for example. So we always appreciate people who say, hey, I know so-and-so who can help this company. I know so-and-so who can provide a wheelbarrow or two, you know. So we always appreciate ambassadors, and we also appreciate people who follow us on our social media platforms. We enjoy sharing our work on Instagram at @GTW_fund. So, yeah.
See, yeah, listen, from time to time on the show, we have a little language feature where we teach our listeners, or they teach us, the meaning of a word. This morning's word, for instance, was morning glory. But what I've noticed through your surname, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity for a quick Xhosa lesson, your surname is Ntsumpa. Ntsumpa, and I'm going to share with our listeners and with Charlton and Wayne in studio what Ntsumpa means, or Ntsumpa means. And it is a face mole, and I'm just interested to know whether you might have one.
The Ntsumpa has two meanings. You are correct. It is the face mole, and also it means superintendent, or the boss, sort of. I don't have a face mole, but my mom used to have a mole right on her shoulder. So I'm very glad that you know what it means.
All right. Well, you don't have a mole, but you are the boss, and you are doing fantastic work for our environment. We thank you so much, and we do wish you well in all your future endeavors. Thanks so much. See ya.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the appreciation. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And thanks to your listeners as well.
Cheers.
What an inspirational story to lift the spirits and make us feel good on a Thursday.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.